Hi, Alan.
Sure.
I'll start the call recording now and start the roll call. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the ALAC Leadership Team monthly call taking place on Thursday, 26th of May 2016 at 1900 UTC. On today's call, we have Alan Greenberg, Holly Raich, Cheryl Glendonor, Maureen Hilliard, Olivier Coupin-Leblon, Leon Sanchez, Sandra Hofferista, and Julie Hammer. Currently, we don't have any apologies. And Johnny has just joined us as well. From staff, we have Harda Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, Ariel Liang, and myself, Yishan Nazar. Finally, I'd like to remind everyone to place their names while speaking for the transcript purposes. Over to you, Alan. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And my name is Alan for the transcript purposes. The first item is the meeting is scheduled at 90 minutes. I've managed to fill it up with the agenda, but I hope I've been generous, so we may end early. I would like to, but that prediction is rarely followed through with the reality. But let's try. The first item is the ALAC policy development activities. I don't think there has been any change since the ALAC meeting, but I'll turn it over to Ms. Liang.
Thank you, Mr. Alan Greenberg, and this is Erin Liang for the record. The only change is Leon Sanchez has volunteered to draft a statement in response to the public comment on revisions to ICANN expected standards of behavior. That's the only change.
I was delighted to see that. Thank you, Leon. All right. Next item.
Alan?
Yes. Yes, please.
Can I just, yes, just a very brief, if I may use the word, shout out to Ariel. For managing in her professional way, 8 current votes going on right now. So that's an incredible number. Just wanted to mention that.
Consider it mentioned and consider Ariel thanked.
Thank you, honey. Thank you all.
And we have several applauses in our Adobe Connect room. The next item on our agenda is CCWG status update. I am undelighted to report that both of my comments that I submitted were categorically refused.
What?
Hasn't everyone studied the new bylaws? Other than the according to the bylaws, the RDS review will be delayed if the SSR review is scheduled. I'm presuming that is a typo, but maybe it isn't. I was particularly perturbed that one of the rationales was in the comment I made about the eligibility for being considered for a board position, that the empowered community administration person could not run. And one of the rationales, the first rationale given was I talked about liaison selection processes, which weren't mentioned in the CCWG and therefore was not valid for consideration. I, of course, only mentioned liaison appointment processes because in their whole section of the bylaw, which we were talking about, which was not in the CCWG proposal, they mentioned liaisons. However, I'm tired of fighting things. Olivier, yes, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Alan. It's Olivier Campanoblos speaking, and I've read through the document, staff response to the comments. I must say I'm equally as disappointed. And I have noticed that the only instances of modifications or amendments were just either typos, grammatical changes, or just the addition of one or two words depending on any ambiguity. So, for example, if it speaks about the some committee or something, and then it would just say, well, if it was supposed to be the board committee, then they would have to add board at every instance of that sentence so that they just make sure that it was the board committee and not just any committee. I don't know. It smelled of being something that was done in a lot of haste, and I do have concerns about this. And I'm equally as disappointed that both of your mentions, and also the one I think that Holly made, were all refused.
Indeed. Hold on a second. Just give me a moment. I mean, part of the disappointment was the summary of the summary, including the in-depth analysis, came out 2.5 hours after the close of the comment period. So, well, anyway, and the revised bylaws. So I found, yes, go ahead.
If I may add, Alan, it's Olivia speaking, that's not so bad because I'm sure, I think that they must have been reading the comments as they came in and they filled in the boxes as the comments came in.
I'm presuming so. Nevertheless, I was somewhat disappointed. The largest part of it is it essentially says they are not violating but going against the confidentiality of the NOMCOM process, that if a chair wants to apply through the NOMCOM for a position for position on the board, they essentially have to resign ahead of time, serving notice that they're applying to a confidential process. I find that somewhat upsetting. But anyway, so be it. Any other comments on the overall process? Is Leon on the call? Does he have any comments? Leon's probably on two calls right now, so I'm not sure where he's listening. Not seeing anyone have a hand up. I'm assuming that this item is closed. Next item, ICANN 56, Schedule Review of Planning. I'll turn it over to start with.
Alan?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, it's Olivier. Sorry for being a nuisance. I was just going to ask you on the follow-up of the CCWG-CWG, so the implementation and all this. I understand there have been calls. Is there anything to note on this? Because I've obviously missed those.
I don't think so. There was one, I'm trying to remember now, Cheryl, there was one item that I thought might be worthy of mention, but I can't remember what it is, from one of the implementation oversight groups. Yes. It's the issue of staff being seconded to PTI instead of becoming staff of PTI. And there's some significant pushback. Part of it is being accepted that one of the rationales is the staff themselves do not feel comfortable being pushed off into a different company and not no longer being ICANN staff, and therefore perhaps it's acceptable because stability of IANA is probably purpose number one at this point. But that resulted in a suggestion by some people that, fine, the current staff can be seconded, but any future staff should be hired by this other company, essentially having two different categories of staff members in the future. And that may blow up in our face at this point. I think seconding staff makes sense on several different levels. And one of the reasons people are saying it shouldn't be done, that the staff should be owned by PTI, is for separation. But I actually look at it a completely reverse way to that. If we ever have to move IANA to some other group other than PTI and essentially cancel the PTI contract and create a new contract with someone else, it's a plus to have the staff being ICANN staff, because if indeed the staff are not the problem, and we choose to use the same staff, that gives ICANN the ability of seconding them or whatever to this new group, whereas if they're PTI employees, that may not be a possibility at all. So I actually see it as a plus for separation, if separation were to ever happen. But there's been a lot of pushback on it, so I'm not quite sure where that's going to go. It may blow up in our face and become a real substantive problem. Certainly a number of people, Avery among them, are likely to not accept what we're talking about right now. Olivier and then Cheryl.
Thanks very much, Alan. It's Olivier Tepin of Law speaking. And the last question on the CSC, the appointment of liaisons, have you given any thought about this?
It's later on the agenda. We have a fair amount of time. The deadline we're being asked to meet is 27th of July, I think. The formal invitation has not yet gone out, but we have a fair amount of time on that.
Okay, sorry, I couldn't see it. We don't have scrolling for this. If we can have scrolling enabled, that would be helpful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Scrolling's enabled on my screen.
Because now you're running the show?
No. I'm not. Oh, I am a host. I don't like being a host, because then when I scroll, other people's screens move. In any case, yes, it is on the agenda later on, but just as a brief mention that this is one of the appointments we're going to have to make. We're under no obligation to make an appointment, but I would not see why we wouldn't if we have someone with the right skills who's interested in doing it. Cheryl, go ahead. And we cannot hear you yet.
Can you hear me or not?
We can hear you. You're sort of faint, but I can actually hear your voice.
Well, I've got my microphone on, and I don't know why you're not hearing me, but anyway.
Well, I am hearing you now. Cheryl, try again, please. We seem to have lost Cheryl. I just heard, is that any better? It's very, very faint, but we could make it out. If you keep on talking, let's see if we can interpret it. I think she said it's too difficult. Yeah. Cheryl says she's going to give up. All right. Anyone else have any comments? We're back on the CWG, CCWG at this point. Anyone else have any further on comments? I think Cheryl's problem is she has... she's on two different calls and can't get dial-outs on the same phone on both calls. All right, hearing nothing, let us go on to ICANN 56. And I'm presuming that Gisela or Heidi, depending on who has bandwidth, will be talking about the schedule first. Before they start, I'll point out that this schedule has been hell to work out. I think it's in good shape right now, and we have a lot of hours of ALAC time to look at. We've come up with a new acronym. That's the At-Large Leadership, and that includes ALAC and the regional leaders, acronym ALL, which we are not using at the moment. But we have about 12 hours allocated that we now have to fill, and we'll be talking about that in a few minutes. Gisela or Heidi, as you wish.
Heidi, would you like me just to run through the schedule first, and then I'll let you take over with content?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Alan. Gisela here. As you said, the schedule is, I think we're pretty much there. And I'm just going to again run through it, and apologies for not putting the ALT one up, which is actually with a few extras on it. That was due to my broadband issues. So on starting on Monday morning, we're going to try and organize an ALT breakfast. Please just stay tuned. I will send you a little note as a save the date, and we'll work on logistics over the next couple of weeks. Then you may have heard on the ALAC call on Monday the format of the 8 to 9 welcome coffee and registration, which is basically going to be in the main area of the conference center. We're going to have the registration and a welcome coffee for the first half an hour. For the second half an hour, David, Olive, and Yaron will be speaking to us with a microphone. So I'm not quite sure how that's going to work out, but that is the format of the 8 to 9 session. And then we're going to go into the at-large leadership working sessions 1 and 2. Over lunch, we've got the ALAC and GAC meetings. From my understanding today is that it's not limited to the ALAC, but we're working on numbers because we will have, all going well, lunch with the GAC, as in just lunch boxes. Running parallel to the at-large leadership morning session is the at-large outreach and engagement session with NextGen, which was briefly discussed on today's outreach and engagement call, which will then be followed by the session with the fellows. Again, we will be working on the agenda for both these sessions to make sure that there's lots of meat on the bone and it keeps everyone engaged. Monday evening reception at the City Hall by the City of Helsinki. Tuesday, nothing much has changed there except for the meeting of the ALAC and the IPC running parallel with the at-large regional leadership meeting those two are running parallel on the Tuesday afternoon. The community sessions remain as is, with no ALAC sessions against those. The evening we've got an hour's cocktail, which is the President's Reception, which we'll have in conjunction with the Yirala and Civil Society networking event. Again, in meeting B, what they've decided to do here is on the Tuesday and the Wednesday is to have two cocktails where everyone can also have their corner, and as opposed to having three separate cocktails like we sometimes have at the bigger meetings. We will have signage there. We'll hopefully have the pop-up banner, and we'll make whatever signage is relevant for the joint networking event. As Olivier mentioned earlier on the outreach and engagement session earlier today, there will be a jamming session later off-site. So we're still working on finalizing details for that, and they will be forwarded in due course. On the Wednesday, we have the working sessions again, the at-large leadership work session in the morning. We have an outreach and engagement working group meeting there, and why the working group meeting is there as opposed to the first slot in the morning is that Alan will then no doubt need to attend a few GNSO sessions that morning, as well as possibly some other ALAC members, which I don't know off the top of my head, but I do have written down. We have the at-large review working party lunch with the independent examiners and Renalia over the lunch break. Again, exact timings and location to be confirmed, but it has been submitted. Afternoon, we've got the AFRALO meeting running parallel with the NARALO meeting, and we've got there, if you can read, holding slot. That only means that we've put an additional an hour and a half in for the at-large regional leadership work session, which, if need be, we can use for something else. You know how it gets very busy closer to the time, and we never have any leeway with any of our meetings, but if not, then it will no doubt be filled. We are aware that there's
Yes. Yeah, if I can interrupt, just so people understand the code words, if a lunch session says lunch, then lunch is provided. If it's a meeting, there is no lunch provided.
Except for the ALAC and GAC, which is in the process of changing, but which will be updated accordingly.
Please tell. This is the first I've heard about that.
Yes, because it's been to-ing and fro-ing with GAC support staff today.
So we may be fed for that?
You may get a box.
I'm not sure a box is better than going to the lunch counter, but okay, let's go ahead.
Exactly. That's why I'm glad I'm not going to say, I'm not going to get you all excited. I have ordered a better lunch for the review working party, but we'll see, and I will confirm closer to the time. Don't want to get anyone excited.
All right, back to you, Gisela.
On the Wednesday afternoon, just to note that that holding slot is in parallel with the country and other geographic names forum, that is the name that BARC has given me for that one, as well as the PDP review of all rights protection mechanisms in the DTLD. As we've said, it will be filled, it may be filled, not necessarily, but we never have the luxury of having a slot that we can play with. And then in the evening, there is the chairman's reception. Again, this is an hour cocktail from 6.30 to 7.30, where, you know, smaller groups will no doubt be meeting as well. I'm not sure to what extent the chairman will be making a speech in that cocktail, nor the president in the night before, but I'm waiting, pardon me, on confirmation. Going on to the last day of the meeting, which is the Thursday, two working groups running parallel in the morning, the at-large leadership work sessions with the wrap-up, and then the afternoon cross-community sessions. We've come to a total of 12 and a half hours of at-large working sessions. And please note that on two of the days, we do go into half an hour of the lunch session. So on the Tuesday and the Thursday, we'll only have 1 hour over lunch. Any comments or questions?
I have, I'll add the caveat to that is, of course, we always can reduce that last half hour should we be overflowing with time. On the Monday or Tuesday session, which is listed as iSoccers, but from what Olivier was saying, since the jam session follows that, I'm assuming that is open to all, not just to iSoc people. Is that correct?
I'll let Olivier respond to that one. Just my response to that one, and from what I've seen, is it's not an ICANN ISOC event. It is actually the ISOC, so Yrie, ISOC Finland organizing an event. So that's not an ICANN open event. I don't know how the invitations will be sent out, but because it's going to be at the same venue as the jamming session, I know we are restricted on people, so I have a feeling that it is limited to possibly on invitation from Yrie, from ISOC Finland. Olivier?
Yeah, thanks, Gisela. It's Olivier Capanablon speaking. I have no further information apart from a maximum number of people that we can have there, which is between 120 and 150. I would imagine that we're not going to turn so many people away. We would really have to ask Yrie how they're going to be dealing with the ISOC part in the early part of the evening. Certainly the jam session will be open to absolutely anyone who wants to come.
Okay, thank you. Holly, go ahead. Cannot hear you, Holly. Holly has put down her hand.
I'm asking, is Friday still on?
Ah. Why don't we hear from Heidi as to what is planned for Friday, and if I'm not sure, maybe I may have missed it for when we just started, but I don't know to what extent we talked about the current plans for the breakfast on Monday either. So if someone could review both of those, I would appreciate it.
Alan, Heidi, if I may just quickly, Holly Giesler here. I'm not ignoring your email. I'll respond to your email, of which one of the questions is the Friday morning session. With regards to the breakfast, and that just boils down to the logistics on the Monday morning, we are going to be in different hotels again, scattered around Helsinki, and I'm waiting on the final rooming list, but the ALAC is likely to be a 15-minute walk from the convention center. Again, I'm working on, if I'm told that there's a tram, just to make sure that there is actually a tram stop. The idea would be to find the closest hotel to the conference center
and to have a breakfast there from about 7 to quarter to 8 or possibly quarter past 7 until 8 o'clock and then move on to the convention center, bearing in mind that the 8 to 8.30 at the convention center is for registration and coffee, which we will already have had the coffee. And I'll look into registration, whether I can pick badges up, but we thinking that the security is going to be the same as Marrakesh, and Marrakesh was just the first of the new securities in place during the meetings, which is picking up a badge with your ID, so you have to pick it up in person. That's why I need to respond to those questions before I can confirm the timing of the breakfast, location of the breakfast, but we are thinking of at least a 45-minute breakfast on the Monday morning. And with regards to the logistics for the Friday morning, again, I'm looking at which hotel we can have a private dining room or private area to hold the meeting on the Friday morning from, I've put 8 to 12, but I think that Alan can tell if it's 8 to 12 or 9 to 12 if he wants a 3 or 4 hour meeting. That's
well,
an update on that.
In terms of timing that one, if it's a room associated with a restaurant, we might be forced to vacate in time for them to set up for lunch. So my preference would be to go till 12, but you know, and start later if we don't need the full time. But let's play that one by ear at this point. Question, though, the last I heard about the 8 to 9 session on Monday was that this is going to be an open area with coffee, but the last half hour would be taken over to speeches, including the Ethos Award presentation. Is that still what is being discussed?
Alan Giesler here. From what I've heard, yes, we haven't had confirmation on the Ethos Award, but yes, the second half an hour will be David Yuran and possibly the Ethos Award running from 8:30 to 9.
In an open area with people
yes.
getting coffee and
yes.
talking to each other.
Absolutely. That's what basically a bun fight as far as I'm concerned when it comes to an open area and people talking.
Well,
but that's what I've heard, yes.
I did make a comment about the Mad Hatter running things before. all right. Let me ask a question to this group. A 45-minute breakfast at a table in a general breakfast area with, if we look at the ALT plus the liaisons plus a few staff members, we're talking about at least 12 people or so, we may as well not have it. You know, between the time it takes to get the breakfast and to be eating, and there's no way to talk so everyone can hear in that kind of room, I'm just not sure that it's worth even going to the hassle of having. But I'd like other people's input on it. Nobody? Well, while people are thinking about it, Julie, you have your hand up.
I've only written mine.
All
thanks,
right.
Alan. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. Just an observation in looking at the schedule for ALAC and the schedule for ESSAC on this meeting. Not sure whether Olivia and Maureen are the same thing, but I'm going to have much less time with ALAC than I normally would, because with the type of meeting, the ESSAC is scheduling a lot more time within its own sessions than it normally does on a full meeting. So my observation is that I probably won't get to too many ALAC sessions this time, much less than normal. So interesting.
That's where your priority has to be, I think. I think those are our rules. I have a question for you, Julie, though. When we started talking about community sessions, one of the people who smiled largest about it was Patrick, because he said that's an opportunity so he doesn't have to give the same presentation 6 times but can give it all at once. That, of course, didn't happen. We never scheduled an ALAC meeting. Somehow we talked about it at one point, but it fell through the cracks. Is there something on the books that really means we should still try to do it, or is... Go ahead.
I suspect that, actually it had got by me. I suspect that there any issues that ESSAC have put out reports about in the intervening period since the last meeting, that ESSAC would necessarily brief on. There won't be an ESSAC public briefing because that's not really part of the current schedule. If you think it's worthwhile trying to schedule an ESSAC meeting, I can see whether there's still room in the schedule, but I suspect it's getting a bit late for both ALAC and ESSAC.
Well, we as I said, we do have a fair number of hours allocated to ALAC, so we can chop out an hour from that if you think there's something which really, you know, we don't want to miss the opportunity for. So can I ask you to take home an action item to look at what reports have come out or what you know will be coming out before then, and is there anything that, that really warrants the taking the time and trying to fit it into your agenda as well as ours? I'm happy to to skip it. I don't think we're going to forget about each other just because we don't meet at one meeting. So I'm not worried about breaking the trend. But take it home and let's discuss it offline, and we'll make an adjustment if necessary.
Definitely, will do.
Okay. The comments that when I asked the question of should we bother with the Monday morning breakfast, you know, I feel really, I think it's really unfortunate that the ALT will not have an opportunity to meet unless we decide to do it at midnight the night before. But I really don't see, other than as a social event, what the purpose of the breakfast will be. Now, I don't mind it as a social event. We have to eat breakfast somewhere. But go ahead, Tijani. Can't hear you yet.
Okay, do you hear me now?
Okay. Yes, we do.
Yes. Okay. I put a green mark to agree with you, but you didn't notice it. That's why I am taking the floor to tell you a breakfast of 45 minutes with 12 people in a public area is not useful at all. Thank you.
I think so. That's my sense of things. So we will decide where we'll have breakfast for people who want to be there socially. But to be honest, I'm not sure that it's worth doing as a meeting. How we're going to cover from it, I don't know. I suspect, I don't know when people are starting to travel. Is there anyone starting to travel before Thursday? I've got to go to the door, so while I can't see if you have a hand up. So if anyone has an answer, just speak up. Okay. Can we have an action item? Try to schedule a doodle for an hour and a half meeting. It probably won't need an hour and a half, but let's try to schedule an ALT meeting as late as possible before people leave. And we'll try to cover it that way. All right. Next item on the agenda. Key topics for discussion. I'd like one or two volunteers to start putting together the topic list. We have to deliver it, Heidi, Tuesday, Wednesday next week? Is that correct?
This is Heidi. Well, the topics, it would be nice if we could have a little bit today just so I can submit those topics to the people who are planning the pre-call webinar. But the topics themselves are really for us as we move forward now that the agendas, the schedule, the meetings have been scheduled and now go into the agenda setting. So
okay,
that's why I put that item on the agenda.
Okay, no, yeah, but that's why you put it there, but that's not why I'm discussing it. You and I will come up with some topics for the webinar. I'm not worried about that right now. I would like one or two people and, you know, I don't much care who it is, but I'd like someone who will deliver on it to start putting together the topic list of what it is we should be talking about. As I said, we have a lot of hours scheduled. As it normally is, Heidi and I do it together, and I really think other people should be involved to try to make sure that we're talking about the things that everyone thinks is important. So I would ask for, do we have two volunteers to start putting together that list? I'll start naming people if we don't see some volunteers.
Yes.
Then I will assign it to the two vice chairs, Leon and Tijani. I'm not sure if they're listening. They haven't moaned. I haven't seen tick marks.
I'm sorry. I was...
You were on your other call.
Yeah. So what was that?
I have assigned to you and Tijani the responsibility of putting together the first list of topics to be discussed within the ALAC and regional leaders meetings.
So, excellent.
Okay. Thank you. Next, Tijani, you've moved to the top of the list, so I suspect your hand is up. I can't see it because your tick mark is covering it. But if you'd like to speak, please go ahead.
Yes, Alan, I would like to speak, and I would like to ask when you want this list ready.
you don't want me to say yesterday, of course. We have to have a pretty firm schedule the week before the meeting. I take that back. Heidi and Gisela, when will you start cursing us if you don't have something ready for translation?
We need it maybe the first or second week latest of June. Please do not wait until the last week. We're all traveling, et cetera. So really, I would like to see it end of next week, frankly, honestly, so we can start putting together the agendas on the wiki pages and getting everything ready to go. Because you know, they take several iterations to get to the final agenda, so we need to get some topics down on paper shortly.
First pass by the end of next week.
Okay, very good. So I will try to work with Leon and have something ready by the next week.
Yeah, I it's really just a matter of, you know, you don't even have to talk. Just send emails back and forth and try to cover the various things. And I'll send you a wish list of things that I think have to be on the agenda for one reason or another. You'll probably cover them anyway, but just as a double check.
Okay.
And if you haven't gotten something from me by the end of this week, bug me, but I'll put it on my to-do list.
Okay, it works.
Helen, this is Heidi.
Go ahead.
Yes, just the next point on this topic is basically if we could ask to have you just think about what kind of contributions you expect to make or what kind of aims you would have for the cross-community discussions that will be happening in Helsinki.
I'll give you my personal aim. You're going to consider it somewhat a negative comment. My aim is that when we finish them, I will not have felt that we wasted our time. I don't know if anyone else has any thoughts. We're allocating something like 12 hours in the afternoons to have these cross-community working sessions. We are probably going to be allocating at least 5 or 6 of them that we will not schedule anything against. And the question is, what do other people think we're going to gain out of these? I've seen a fair number of comments still saying we still really don't understand quite what they're going to be for or how they'll be done. And that includes the session that I'm partly chairing. No one has any comments, thoughts? Heidi, your hand is still up.
Yes, it is, again. So I wanted to let you know that the current thinking for the pre-meeting webinar that staff usually lead is that the first half, if not longer, will be an introduction to those cross-community sessions led by the teams that are down as leading those topics.
That gives me a warm feeling.
Yeah. So that includes, you know, basically a background to these topics, what the current work is on those topics, et cetera. So in order to make sure that the end user perspective is there, I have been asking that these sections also include a little bit of a very small part of time to allow the ACs and SO support staff to say what the aims of you know the groups that they support will be for that. So that's why I'm asking that.
Yeah. So for the session that I'm participating in, the auction funds, it's relatively easy because we will barely, by the time we get to Helsinki, have a draft charter. We probably will not be able to get it out in the 15-day delay that we're supposed to for getting these things out, assuming that rule still applies for these meetings. So this is going to be the first time that people have a chance to see it, and there may well be things to discuss and input into the process. For the other ones, which are sort of in the middle of deliberations, middle of just starting up, I'm not quite sure. You know, I can understand there'll be tutorials, the opportunity for feedback. I'm not quite sure how they're going to work, but I'm willing to go through it and hope that indeed there's something there. Tijani, go ahead, if that's a new hand. Maybe it's not a new hand. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks very much, Alan. Olivier Clapanopoulos speaking. I have two questions. The first one is, which one of the sessions will you be chairing in the afternoon?
Auction funds.
Oh, good luck. Okay. All right, that's
well,
fine.
I'm not chairing it. I'm vice chair of the drafting team.
Okay, so then the other question is there a... As far as I understand, there is no public forum per se, is there?
No, there is not.
Okay, so I don't know whether now is the right time to bring this up or bring this up in any other business, but on today's outreach and engagement call, the question of why this has now been renamed a policy forum when it was initially called an outreach meeting was brought up. I brought it up, and the response that we had from Janice was that maybe this was the sort of thing we should be asking in the public forum, but there is no public forum. So she had said perhaps you should be, or someone in at large should be asking the board chair and finding out when that could be discussed. Or is this something that could be discussed in the last session of the last day, the meeting, the wrap-up and planning ahead for ICANN 57? Is that also going to be a public forum with people being able to speak or in a discussion, or is this just going to be yada, yada, yada?
I will not pretend to know what the format will be, but to the extent that there is an opportunity to bring it up in anything resembling a public forum, that last session on Thursday is it.
Okay, so thanks. It's Olivia speaking. So we're going to work it out with Dave then, because I'm not quite sure what the hierarchy and how this is supposed to reach the board chair ears in advance. I don't know whether there has been a call for topics, as there usually is for SO and AT chairs, or whether there isn't, but we can certainly follow up afterwards.
I can predict the board chair will say these agendas and meeting planning is being planned by the community. He has no say in it. So I don't think the board chair is where the focus should be.
Well, the problem, though, and it's Olivia speaking again, and sorry for continuing in this, the problem is that the community planned an outreach forum. The change of name to a policy forum was actually not done by the community, or
right.
was maybe asked by a certain segment of the community, but that certainly was not what the working group on meeting strategy had come up with.
Well, I won't repeat what I said on that meeting. Most of you have heard. Most of you heard it, and I think there's a significant staff-led component here that I think we need to talk about. I'm not quite sure what the venue is going to be to talk about that. But your comment is noted, and I think we all have an obligation, if you feel there's a problem, to raise it. We're not going to change this particular meeting. But you are correct. If you look at the calendar of all future meetings, all B meetings are now classed as policy forums. Anything else on the... Okay, anything else on the key topics for discussion or the specific forum? Tijani, you have your hand up.
Yes, thank you, Alan. Do you hear me now?
Yes, we do.
Yes. Okay. I have a problem with the understanding of the meeting B. The meeting B was designed from the beginning as a policy, if you want, but not exactly this term. But it is a discussion among our community, not cross community, but inside our community, discussion of our issues. It is a work, an internal work for each community, and we have one day or half a day for outreach. It is not designed as an outreach meeting at all. We added the outreach because we felt that those regions where we will go, since we never go there, needs perhaps outreach, so we added this outreach. So the design of the meeting B was for internal work for the community. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I agree, Tijani. Well, it was a significant amount of time allocated for groups to work within their own walls and a significant amount of time allocated for cross-constituency, discussions, intra-meetings, as opposed to inter. Somewhere along the way, a rule was made saying this is only policy. And it's resulted in some rather curious anomalies. For instance, the group that is overseeing the IANA transition wanted to schedule a meeting to inform the community of how the transition is going.
Yes.
And they were told, sorry, that's not policy. And only an AC and SO can talk about policy, therefore you can't schedule a meeting. Now, we found a way around it. But for them to be told that, I think, just shows... I won't continue. Somebody has a hand up, and I don't know who it is. It's an S. It may be Sebastian. I don't know who S is.
Ellen, I'm sorry. It's Sandra. I made a mistake.
Oh, Sandra. Sandra, may I suggest you add some extra letters to your name?
Yeah, I don't know how to do this once logged in, so I did a mistake when... registering and
just look to the right. Look to the right of attendees. The word attendees is a pull down. Says edit your information. But please, now that you have the microphone, you can speak.
Okay, thank you very much, Ellen. It's Sanwa speaking. I'm pretty quiet most of the times, but when it comes to the structure of the meeting, I would like to add my takeaways from the meeting strategy working group. In some points, Tijani, we have the same understanding that it was really a meeting to get the work done. This was the words we were using during our work, because I would like to remind us all the the big questions at the beginning was either to have two meetings in the future or if we stick to the three meetings. And because there were too many groups which said, no, we need some time to meet, we need some time to get some policy work done, and therefore the slightly smaller B meeting was invented. And this directly feeded into another issue which was identified by ICANN staff, by the meeting team, when they said, well, for the big meetings, we have not many locations around the world because ICANN meetings are getting bigger and bigger. And then this was the point when we said, okay, if we are having a smaller meeting here, we should really use that opportunity to reach out and to do some to meet the local community in remote areas. Of course, in Helsinki, we are not in a very remote area now, but we all know why we are in Helsinki now and not in Panama. I believe that this meeting is not a very good example for a B meeting, how it was designed or how it was proposed by the meeting strategy working group. Still, I think we can learn from this meeting what went wrong and where can we learn. I have the feeling the whole ICANN community is somehow still sticking to their old procedures, how to run a meeting in terms of setting the agenda and so on and so forth. And we can see this in our community, how many discussions we are having about the schedule and how to arrange it and actually what to do and how to get the best out of the meeting and so on and so forth. So I would call upon us not to struggle with it, just take it as it is, take it as a pilot, learn from there, and the whole community will adjust later on. And I truly believe that the work of the meeting strategy working group is not finished yet. We will continue after this first B and the next C meeting, so basically after 1 year of having the new structure, and the community will get used to the sort of rules or the new structures which were proposed by the group. And here I also somehow understand the meeting stuff around Nick Tommaso, that they are on some points a little bit too strict in terms of allowing smaller groups to meet on a Friday or so on. So I really think the way we are doing it now in terms of arranging our own meeting just in a bilateral, yeah, not only two, but in a small meeting room or for breakfast is absolutely the right way of doing it. And I believe other groups will find their own ways as well. And if structure, how the meeting strategy working group proposed it, will fly, this will take a couple of meetings. And maybe we even have to adjust because we find out it's not working. The worst thing I would say is that we just go back to zero and do it like we did it in the past, I would say 6 years since I'm on the ICANN or on the ALAC. I think this would be the worst case because the scope of this group was really to meet the needs for all groups, because there are some groups which say we cannot afford to send our people 3 times a year, it is too much time consuming and so on and so forth, and we really have to put some effort in it, and I'm very delighted that the ALAC is putting this effort to make the B meeting working and catching up the proposals which have been made by the meeting strategy working group. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sandra. To be clear, I don't think any of the discussion we're having right now is disagreeing with the plans for the meeting strategy. Some people did not like it, but I think we're beyond that right now. I think all we're talking about is not that what came out of the meeting strategy, but how some of it is being implemented by staff. To be told that you can do internal work, but it has to be policy or it's not really legitimate, I think misunderstands what we do in a lot of the hours that we have. So I don't think it's the meeting strategy that there's objections to right now. I think it's the implementation largely by staff. And again, on the Friday meeting, all we asked for was what we're getting. But the answer came back formally, we have to say no, but maybe your own staff can arrange it privately. And again, that's you know, that saying, if we don't know about it, it's okay, but we can't officially bless it. And that again is internal process, not what the meeting strategy group talked about. Heidi, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. It really has been an interesting discussion. I've just been Skyping with Tanzanika and let her know some of the lack of knowledge of how these cross-community sessions are going to be run, both from your part as well as staff's part. So she is going to be discussing this on an internal meeting planning call tomorrow. Gisela and I will be on that. And I suggested that what might be useful is that there be a call with all of the ACSOSG chairs on what these afternoon sessions are to, you know, number one, the content, and secondly, the format. So, Alan, I'm not sure if you would support that, and if you do, I will continue requesting that.
I have no problem with that. I personally may have a problem with attending that meeting, depending on scheduling, but no problem. Sandra, is that a new hand? No, it is not a new hand. All right. Next item on the agenda, if no one wants to continue on this discussion, is on the ALT meetings. Well, it was meetings when I wrote it. Now it's meeting. We have allocated and asked for a significant number of hours on the Friday. It is not clear that we will have the opportunity to have our normal visits with the chair and with David Olive. That's not ruled out at this point, but it's not a given. I would like, again, this group to take some step up and start working on an agenda for that meeting. The Friday morning meetings, because they, in the last couple of meetings, last several meetings anyway, have tended to be, once we cut off the time for David and Steve to talk, we haven't had an awful lot of time left, because all these have been abbreviated meetings for several meetings now. This time we may well have a significant amount of time. We have made the claim that these meetings are both a combination of postmortem and planning for the coming months before people go away on vacation or whatever, and then suddenly things start up again 3 weeks later, and we have not done any real planning. So I would like to allocate a significant amount of that Friday morning session into some real planning and lay out what we have to do assignments so we can get some real work done. So I would, and again, like the scheduling for the meeting itself, I'd like other people to step up and start doing some of that. I'll certainly participate in it. I'm not going to ask for assignments at this point, but I will send out a message to the ALT list, and I think we need some input to decide how to structure it. Do we want this essentially just a free-for-all discussion, or do we want some level of facilitation to walk us through things? But I'm looking for some input on that so that when we come up with that meeting having been finished, we believe we've really accomplished something, and we can make the claim that we want to do it again because it was useful, as opposed to just a long breakfast. So if anyone has any thoughts on it, I'll accept input now, but other than that, I'll just be sending out some mail in the next couple of days. Hearing nothing. The last thing, which is, again, in a similar vein, we will likely have, I'm guessing, Heidi, you can perhaps confirm, about a half an hour or so with the CEO. And he will no doubt come in with a few things to say. But again, I think I'd like to start putting something together as to what are the topics we want to cover with him, give him an opportunity to think about things ahead of time. So again, not something we have to do with this meeting, but going into Helsinki and with some headway ahead of the time, I think we want to understand what we want out of the meeting. Comments or thoughts? None. Heidi, you asked in the chat if I'm not available, and Tijani will likely also not be available at the same time, although Tijani leaves later than I do, so he might be available. Could Leon be on the call? Someone should be on the call, and I'll leave it up to you to find a leadership team and preferably a vice chair to do it if I can't. Last item was Heidi's item. Do we want a pre-meeting webinar aimed at large as opposed to the ICANN-wide ones? Heidi, do you want to present why you think we need one?
Yes. Just a thought that if it is going to be, if the cross-community sessions will be primarily, you know, PDP and GNSO based, then before at-large arrives or participates, that it might be very useful for them to, for you to lead a session on what these sessions are, explain them, and perhaps discuss, you know, what possible impact it might have on end users and the ALAC you on these. That's my thinking. And then again, and secondly, you know, and just a minor point is that this is supposed to be a policy discussion forum, and it would might be useful to just inform at large what is going to be discussed in
general. You were talking about aiming this at large or ALAC and regional leaders? I was aiming at the people who will be at the meeting or wider?
I would hope both. I mean, I would hope that the ALAC and regional leaders would be there, but also any interested members as well who will be participating remotely.
Comments, people? Olivier has a comment. Before Olivier speaks, I wouldn't mind seeing some statistics about when we hold these meetings, who actually shows up. That might be interesting before we schedule another one. Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks, Alan. It's Olivier Capanablon speaking. Support from me for this. There are several big room discussions taking place every day in the afternoon, and it would be interesting for us to be able to coordinate our thoughts on this or discuss our thoughts on this prior to prior to attending those meetings, you know, what's our view on the ICANN accountability and CCWG? Okay, that we probably know, but what's our view on the PDP Next Generation Registration Directory Services? What's the view in the community on the charter of the CCWG on the use of GTL, the auction proceeds, et cetera, you know? And that would be just focusing on these afternoon sessions and getting a quick discussion within at large on these might be of help.
Okay, if we're looking at a 90-minute session, that's about 10 minutes apiece. So just to frame how much time we'd have. Okay, Holly?
Holly Race for the Transcript Records. Heidi, I think it's a good idea. I'm just not sure if there's actually time for getting together all of the resources and stuff to do a webinar. I think, though, that I know for AP Rallo's view, we actually do one webinar a month on various topics, and it's very useful. If we can actually start doing that ALAC-wide, that would be very useful. It may be too early to do that for this meeting, but maybe just put that on the agenda and possibly have a webinar afterwards to say this is what happened, and then in future plan for webinars more in advance for this one. Thanks.
Anyone else? I've heard a couple of comments saying it's probably a good thing. I haven't heard anyone say anything negative, other than my asking how many people actually attend these. Sometimes I think the ones who need it most are the ones who don't attend. Maureen, go ahead.
Hi, Alan. Maureen for the Record. I agree. I think it's important that we have webinars and actually sort of like explain like what's on top, the policies that are on top and most that are going to be focused on at the meeting. It's just that I think sometimes they can be quite technical at times, and people, some of the, I know the newbies, and of course we're encouraging newbies to sort of like check into the webinars if at all possible to try to better understand what's going on. But they get a bit swamped with the technical side of things and the use of acronyms, and still pervade a lot of the explanations that are given in some of the webinars. I guess it's just we've got to look at the approach that we use in these in these sessions. Thank you.
I guess I agree with you, but I'm interested in what in your last comment of we need to look at the approach. I'm not quite sure how you cover a technical subject like RDS, or for that matter, the multifaceted subject of the next round of GTLDs, do it in 8 minutes and not overwhelm people with terms they're unfamiliar with. I find those two somewhat at conflict with each other. And, to say by the time you finish this 8 minutes, you're going to be well prepared to have the discussion, but we won't confuse you. I'm not sure I know how to do that, but we can certainly give it a try. We're going to need volunteers to take on response, carry the banner for some of these sessions. I'm willing to certainly give it a try, and let's see how many people show up. Cheryl, go ahead.
Hopefully you can hear me.
We can. You're marvelous now.
Hey. Well, I'm now on a phone line as opposed to the AC room that I was trying to use via my tablet. I hear what Maureen's saying. And first of all, let me start. Yes, I think briefing webinars and also the small briefings that Olivier was referring to is a useful and good way forward, and we may as well start at least playing with the on-site topic briefing at the B meeting, because it's an experiment anyway, and it makes sense for it to be linked in with a policy meeting. If you're looking at meetings that are dealing with administrivia as such, well, you kind of accept the fact that the ALAS people should know what they're bloody well saying and doing, and we shouldn't have to 101 them. But I do think the topic for a brief 101 is worthwhile. Maureen, I certainly hear what you're saying, and I, for example, the last one we did in AP RALO on DNS security, it's something that I am admittedly fairly familiar with. I thought unless you were familiar with, you would have glazed over and probably started checking your emails and doing your banking. It's no criticism of the core competency of the presenters. It's a criticism of what we've asked them to do and how we've asked them to do it. And we probably, Alan, need to give some clear mandates or guidance to presenters. Not all presenters are made equal. And I would suggest that there are times when simply taking the additional amount of time to say things in full language and then use the acronym it makes a big difference. So, I mean, part of it is a bit of in-service training for presenters and guidelines for presenters. And one of the things I thought we found with the use of the pop quizzes, for example, is we need to be very careful that the pop quizzes are set up to fulfil a purpose and not be confusing. For example, the ones in the AP RALO security call, you had five choices. None of the choices were all of the above, and in most of the cases, the choices were three out of the five were correct. Well, people spend so much time going, is this one right or is this one wrong? To have less choice and an all of the above would have done it far more effectively. I mean, that's just simple education guidelines and training that we could put in. So I think we can do better. We've got to find the time to do that, however. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. I'm going to call an end to this discussion. I think we have a general consensus. We want a pre-meeting webinar focusing on the types of subjects that will be covered in the afternoon session, and ask Heidi to try to organize it to make that happen. We are now 30 minutes behind schedule. And therefore, we have something like 18 minutes to cover an hour's worth of topics. It was a good discussion. Next item is at-large review status. The working party has met with the independent reviewer. I think I can say with some confidence that most of us have a moderately good feeling, a warm feeling, that this will not be a useless exercise and we will not be subject to someone who really doesn't understand and doesn't care to understand us. And I'm not quite sure there's a lot more to say at this point, but Holly or Cheryl, there were 5 minutes allocated to this. I will give it to you if you need it.
Nope.
Anyone want to? Nope. Next item. Fiscal year 17 requests. The results are out. If you haven't looked at it, you should. They make very interesting reading, not specifically the at-large ones, but if you look at the overall community ones. We got a fair number of the ones that we thought we were going to get. We didn't get the ones we thought we weren't going to get, but in many cases we have some at least modest level of commitment that GSE will be looking kindly on some of those. The only one that was as expected, but we are now going to have to deal with how to handle it, is, again, as expected, the three GAs that we requested, we were told that we will fund, ICANN will fund two of them, and it's up to us to decide how to do that. The consensus we came to in an ALT meeting a month or so ago is, when we did have this discussion, was that the North American one, which was already tentatively funded, but they, when there was one funded for Europe or North America, and North America gave the Dublin meeting to Europe, that we would then fund the North American one soon. We, of course, do not have a meeting in North America this year. So we are now talking about the possibility of a North American GA being held at an ARIN meeting. That is not a given at this point. We have to get ARIN to agree. And they have not necessarily agreed to this in when it's been raised in the past. But that's in progress. If North America can do a meeting at ARIN, and because of the issues in Lac Rallo, we will probably have to take the GA funds and use it towards an assembly that is aimed at essentially reconciliation within the RALO. That leaves AFRALO without the funds in this fiscal year. But as we previously discussed, there will be a meeting in Abu Dhabi, which is close enough, although it's not in region, it meets the airfare characteristics of a regional GA, and there's also the potential for using Johannesburg, which, although it is technically not in the right fiscal year, it's close enough that we might convince the finance people if that turns out to be a better choice than Abu Dhabi. If it were Abu Dhabi, there's a good chance that we would have an AP and AF GA at the same time. That, of course, presumes we don't move the meeting from Abu Dhabi to Lord knows where. To Johnny and then Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Alan. If you remember well, last year when we applied for the General Assembly, they said we cannot hold at the same time the high-level meeting of the GAC and the General Assembly of AFRALO. That's why they said we will fund it next year. So this year, I think that the best way to do it is in Johannesburg. Johannesburg is in the fiscal year of FY17.
So I think that it is the best way to do it there. And we try to let the opportunity for APRALO to have their General Assembly perhaps in Abu Dhabi. Thank you.
Well, there's no question about an AP this year, that in this fiscal year. That's not in the cards. I'm just saying that if there were an AFRALO in Abu Dhabi, there might be an AP at the same time. But AP is not in the cards right this year. So last time we had this discussion, you agreed that either Abu Dhabi or perhaps, if it was agreeable to the finance people, Johannesburg would be an acceptable alternative for the GA for AFRALO. You're now saying you do not agree anymore?
No, I don't say that.
Clear.
No, I don't
okay.
say that. I don't say that. I say that the preference is for Johannesburg.
Okay.
If it is not possible, we of course we will do it in Abu Dhabi.
Okay, thank you. I misunderstood. Assuming we go ahead with North America this year, and remember, North America at Aaron is not a guaranteed option, so we might not have two General Assemblies that we can hold this year if all we're looking at is LAC-RALO and NA-RALO. So first we have to settle that. If we settle that, then I agree Johannesburg is the optimal case, but that would have to be on funds allocated for fiscal year 18 and with permission to use them a month early. Now, since they don't pay the bills until July for a June meeting, they shouldn't have a problem with that.
I thought so, yeah.
But I just like I don't predict elections, I don't predict what finance people say. Okay, so I think we're in general agreement that we have a plan going forward is contingent on a number of issues, including how Aaron responds, and that we should know within some number of days, I'm hoping. Cheryl.
Thanks, Alan. I was just going to say very much what some of what you just said, but why I put my hand up was I thought the there should be a strong argument for the North American meeting going on in Aaron because of the exceptional circumstances of all of this chess playing that's been going on with the location of the meeting. And to that end, I also thought that the argument should be quite strong for the choice of Johannesburg, which is obviously Tijani's preference. It would not sit well, I believe, for us to in Abu Dhabi be proposing to share. APRALO has not had a General Assembly in a non-summit Atlas format since the first Beijing meeting, and I don't think you'd have very happy APRALO people if we get bumped in our next natural turn. We aren't having them obviously when we're not in the calendar, and then the meetings end up in our region. So it's not that we're not having the meetings in our region, but, you know, we're often doing showcases, et cetera, but we're not doing General Assemblies, and that, of course, is where the actual work gets done. The others are just titillating and fun. Good PR, but not actual outcomes. Thank you.
Thank you. Just to be clear, the question of whether we hold the meeting, the North American meeting at Aaron, is not an issue of whether ICANN will allow a GA to be held somewhere else. The question is whether Aaron is interested in having it. In the past, they have been somewhat reluctant to do things jointly. I'll leave it at that for the moment.
Understood, Alan, but wasn't some of that before you had the MOU?
Not quite.
Okay.
Sensitive discussions. Let's leave it at that
for an open
meeting.
I thought the MOU had smoothed some of that, but obviously I need to talk to my people again.
Tijani, is that a new hand?
A new hand, yes.
Please.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Alan. The Johannesburg meeting is from 26 to 29 June 2017. So it is in the framework of FY17.
That's while, correct.
While Abu Dhabi is from 28 to October to 3 November 2017, and it is FY18. So for FY17, Johannesburg is inside it. Abu Dhabi is not. Thank you.
Yes, Tijani, but we only have funding for two general assemblies in fiscal year 17 officially. That's the
exactly
problem.
Yes, and that's why I am saying that for FY17, AFRALO may have its general assembly in Johannesburg.
And who do we give the other? And who are you suggesting we give the other one to?
Why I am saying that for AFRALO, it's not because I am selfish. It is because last year, in the decision of the budget, they said that this is postponed to FY17. Your General Assembly will be held in FY17 and will be funded in FY17. And that's why we planned for Johannesburg from very long time, from
right.
last year.
Tijani, I understand, but this is the ALAC leadership team, and we're trying to figure out how we accommodate all five RALOs. And if we say that you have one in the middle of fiscal year 17, that means we only have the funds for one other one, which means either North America, which gave up their one to Europe, doesn't get one.
Yes.
Or we do not have the reconciliation meeting for Lac RALO. And that's the quandary we're in right now.
Alan, the reconciliation is really important. You know, we've got a couple of exceptional balls being juggled at once here, and it has not been helped by the chess game of where to have meetings.
Noted.
So, Alan, may I tell you, in my point of view, since there is not a meeting in North America in FY17, we may give the General Assembly of North America for FY18, because there is not a General Assembly in the region for this period. If Lac RALO reconciliation meeting is very important, and I agree, I fully agree with that, I think this is, in my point of view, because we have three RALOs, and we have three General Assemblies. We have meetings in one region, which is Johannesburg, AFRALO, and we have a very important meeting of Lac RALO. Can we postpone the meeting of NARALO? It's not because I am from Africa. I am trying to, as you said, as an ALT member, to think about it.
Yeah, the reason that we discussed it last time and came to the conclusion that Abu Dhabi was acceptable is because although it's not in your region, it is within the flight path of your region, whereas a meeting in Bangalore, for example, is not within the flight path of North America. So it just is the happenstance that it may well allow us to satisfy it. Plus, we have the option of perhaps getting Johannesburg, but funding it out of the fiscal year 18 budget. We're not going to be able to get that question answered before we finish the fiscal year 17 setting up the budget. So we're going to have to leave that a little bit up in the air. So I think at this point we're looking for flexibility. We may find out we don't have an option for a North American GA this coming fiscal year, at which point we have easy answers to it. Not easy for North America, but easy, period. But I think we're going to have to keep our options open right now and be flexible, knowing that we have the five-year window that we want to have GAs in, and assuming the board agrees that we want budget flexibility, they will probably agree to have budget flexibility over a three-day period, which is what we're talking about for a fiscal year 18-funded GA in Johannesburg.
Alan, do you know how long AFRALO didn't have a General Assembly? It was the last one was in Dakar.
I understand completely. I have looked at that chart far more than I possibly can imagine when I was doing
this
proposal.
The last time we all had General Assemblies was London. Like, let's not forget our summit.
Yes, I know. This is for everyone, Cheryl. I am talking about...
I understand that, Susani, that AP and AF are in almost identical situations, which is why I think trying to get the Joburg meeting happening, even though we can argue that it gets paid out of the FY18 budget, is a good way forward. And I think we have an exceptional argument to make to get that to happen, because I think that's the way it should happen.
And Cheryl, I support fully that AP Rallo has a General Assembly as well. It is not... I'm not talking about AP Rallo now.
I'm interested in AP Rallo in Joburg. And I think we need to argue for that. Later on, I will argue for AP Rallo in Abu Dhabi, but that's not our current discussion.
Okay, thank you. So we are in agreement?
No. No, you're, Tijani, if I understand properly, you are arguing for a Johannesburg meeting funded out of fiscal year 17 budget. I believe Cheryl is arguing for a Johannesburg meeting funded out of fiscal year 18 budget.
That's what I'm arguing, correct.
Do you mean that ICANN will pay from the fiscal year 18 money before the fiscal year budget is adopted? I don't understand how do you figure it?
The bills normally get paid 30 days after a meeting.
Okay. Okay, so let us discuss it perhaps offline, because we are spending a lot of time now.
Indeed. All right. The next item is the review of the ALAC agenda. There were no action items that need to be attended to by this group, so we can skip over that one. Election selections and appointments. We have all of the recommendations for the NOMCOM delegates at this point. I think there was a LAC Rallo poll which they decided to hold at the very last moment. I believe that poll has ended already. Is that correct? Ariel?
And this is Aaron Alpha Record. I don't believe we have a poll for that NOMCOM delegate position. And
no,
so
sorry,
the
it wasn't
public
a
can confirm.
It wasn't a poll. It was a mailing list call for agreement. And I don't believe I've seen anyone say no. It was a 48-hour call. Okay, let's presume at this point we have a recommendation on all of the people. There is the ALAC call agreed that we would do a formal vote, and that will be starting shortly on the NOMCOM delegates, and the vote will be a single vote on all five of the delegates who are identified. In terms of elections, I was reelected to the Naralo seat in North America.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Or condolences, depending on how you look at it.
You're crazy enough to stand, Alan. Come on.
And Alberto Soto is the incoming ALAC rep from Latin America Caribbean. And do we have any? And Europe is not set. Will not be settled for another 3.5 hours. So we'll have the result of that one. We have secretariat votes in several of the regions that are now settled. North America, there are no changes. AF Rallo, the chair, I believe, stays as Aziz, and the secretariat is Sarah Kidder. Did I miss any selections that are ongoing? Staff? Heidi?
This is Ariel, and you
She's
got it all.
Okay. Tijani, is that a new hand?
No. Sure.
Okay. So. All right. As far as I know, that's it. Next item is selection committee. You will recall a while ago we talked about creation of a selection committee in conjunction with the GAC liaison. I put that on hold for a number of reasons that I talk about privately if you wish, but I think we have to act at this point very quickly. The suggestion for a selection committee was, and Olivia, are you still with us?
I am always with you.
Okay. The last selection committee that you ran, where there were several of them, I think, you ran it as chair, and there were two people selected by each region. Am I correct?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. And were you there sort of as an impartial chair or representing your region?
In fact, it's Olivia speaking. I think that the way that it was happening was there was each time an ALAC member and someone selected by the RALO.
Okay. That matches what I'm going to propose. But were you...
And I was chair ex officio.
Ex officio, not representing Europe.
Not representing Europe.
Okay.
It's documented. There's a wiki page which has got the listing.
I'm sure there is, but I haven't had the time to find it, I'm afraid. Okay, I'm going to suggest to the ALAC that we put together a selection committee composed similarly to what you suggested. That is one ALAC member, and my preference would be the ALT, because they're people who are heavily involved, but there's no requirement that it be an ALT, the ALT member, selected by from among the ALAC members. One person selected per region, selected by the RALO according to their own processes, with an extra proviso which Cheryl suggested, that is four selections such as people on review committees, that this is the group that makes the decision. For the less usual situation of ALAC formal appointments to things like as liaisons to other groups, I am suggesting that although the FIRL 10-person group will participate, should it come down to a vote, that it be the ALAC members, since we are in a position where these people then are going to have to represent the ALAC, and I believe the ALAC members have to take precedence. And that is, I believe, what Cheryl suggested in our last discussion of this. How does that sound to people? Tijani, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alan. I think that perhaps we have to let the group make the decision normally as a whole group, not differentiate between ALAC member and not. And the recommendation of this group will go to the ALAC, and ALAC will approve or disapprove the decision. So it will be, at the end, the decision of ALAC and not another body.
So you're arguing for the prior situation, not what I'm suggesting. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Cheryl, go ahead.
Cheryl here. I still maintain that whilst this group should function and indeed make recommendations, that if it is an ALAC, a representative of the ALAC, just as it does with non-COM appointees, must have the right of refusal and the ability to appoint itself, which is slightly modified, I think, on what you are saying, Tijani. If, for example, the ALAC did not want to appoint someone coming out of this committee to be a representative to the Government Advisory Committee, for example, a formal liaison, that the ALAC felt that the person that this committee put forward was not the best for whatever reason, that they would probably have to ask this committee to then reconvene and see if they could send up someone more suitable, where I think what they should do in the case of the ALAC appointing people to represent them is have the ability to say, thank you for your input, committee, but we actually are going to take this person, not the one you've recommended. It doesn't sound very democratic, and it's not, because formal liaisons are make or break positions. And if we put incompetence or people who, for whatever reason, cannot perform, it affects the ALAC far more significantly than most other appointments. In fact, you can probably carry some dead wood
on the non-com more than you can carry some dead wood on something like the sole liaison point to another AC or SO. But that's just my highly biased view.
Anyone else? Tijani's already spoken, so let's hear from someone else before I give the floor back to him. We are running over, and we're not quite finished yet, so I'm afraid that's life. Anybody else have any thoughts on this? Tijani's the only ALT member other than me, formal ALT member, that's expressed an opinion. Leon, we don't know, is he actually on this call or not?
I am here.
You are here. Do you have any thoughts?
No, I think that the way that you proposed sounds reasonable to me, so
that,
so you have my support in that.
That is a thought. Thank you. Anybody else like to speak up? We have Sandra and Holly.
Holly's left.
Holly's left. We'll deal with Holly separately. Sandra, Sandra's left also. Or at least she's not in Adobe Connect. I'll take this to the list then.
But Sandra said Sandra's noted, I agree. I assume she's agreeing with you, Alan, on the chat.
All right. I will check with Holly, and then I'll send out a message. In terms of the GAC liaison, which has been now approved, we clearly do not have time to go through a formal process, and I would like to suggest to the ALAC that they allow the GAC, the ALT, to do an interim appointment so that we have someone in Helsinki who can be sitting in those meetings and representing us. I don't think we want to let the opportunity slip. Tijani, you still have your hand up? Yes, go ahead, Tijani.
Yes. Yes, I propose to separate two things. The formal liaison should be appointed directly by ALAC, and all the other appointments should go through the nominating committee or through the selection committee. And in this case, we don't have any problem because those people who are officially representing at large on the other constituencies will be selected directly by ALAC, and the others will be selected by the selection committee,
okay,
like we did before.
My recollection is the selection committee's all recommendations always went to the ALAC for ratification. Olivier?
Did I put my hand up? Really?
No, I'm asking you.
Oh. It's Olivier speaking. As someone who's been, well, in the past, yes, if you look at the way that it was done, I think that the recommendations were made to the ALAC and the ALAC had to give the final green light for it.
Yes.
Because any appointment is made by the ALAC anyway. So
that's correct.
There was, you know, if the recommendation made by the working group or by the selection party was incompatible with what the ALAC thought would be the person, then the ALAC had the chance of selecting someone else or to ask the committee to come up with someone else.
Okay. Tijani, for clarity, who are you suggesting does the triage of applications? Because that's what we're looking at. We're saying taking the applications and trying to decide what the best person is to recommend to the ALAC. Who are you suggesting do that? Can't be the full 15-person ALAC. That's not practical.
The ALT can do that.
Okay, so you're suggesting the ALT. That's different than I'm willing to make that proposal because that maps essentially to what I was suggesting. That I was suggesting the other five people sit in on the deliberations, but they don't necessarily have a vote. You're simply saying they're not even in the room.
You are speaking about the triage. I am speaking about selection. It is different. Means that if we have 10 people applying, and the ALT will see who doesn't have the requirements, because we have to put requirements for each appointment. Who doesn't meet the requirements? This is the role of the ALT. And then the all people who meet the requirement will go through the selection of ALAC or a selection committee.
Okay.
This is the way I see it.
All right. I now understand the difference, and I'll present it. I'll show you. I'll send a draft to the ALT before I send it out to the group to make sure I haven't misunderstood something. Any other business? It's just my travel plans. I will be at the African Internet Summit, leaving home late on the 1st of June, arriving back on the 12th. I should have internet connectivity, except for the 20-odd hours in the air in between. But, of course, it is a meeting, and my time will not be fully my own. That's number one. And number two, I am taking about 12 days or 13 days after the ICANN meeting, and I'll be staying in Finland. I should have internet connectivity a lot of the time, but I don't plan to spend an awful lot of time on ICANN events, on ICANN affairs. I will be talking to people individually to try to replace me on various aspects of the job. But just so you know, I will be in transit or gone for a fair amount of that time. Anything else before we adjourn? I'm sorry we have run over. That seems to be becoming a standard in our meetings, and I'm not quite sure why things have changed, but we'll see what we can do better in the future. Yes, go ahead.
This is Heidi. Just on the same topic of travel, I wanted to let everyone know that I will be in Washington, D.C. for a team leaders meeting, basically including travel from the 30th of May through the 2nd of June. And then the following week, the ACSO support team so that would be Gisela, Terry, and Yeshim, Natalie, et cetera, will be in Istanbul.
Great.
Thank you.
Can you send out emails so we have all the dates in front of us? You can include
yes,
my dates in that as well if you wish.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for attending this rather long, laborious meeting. I wish you all
it's
a good...
It's only 15 minutes over, Alan. Even 15 minutes is not a matter of the end of the world. It's unwell.
I'm not apologizing for the over. I'm apologizing for the whole meeting. From my point of view, it's been exhausting. I don't know about the rest of you.
Alan, can I just say, out of the probably 40 hours of calls that Olivier and I have been in this week, if not more, this one is not like one of those I finish up and going, well, there's 60 or 90 minutes of my life. I'm never going to get that. I
so
think
we
will work here.
So we couldn't have replaced this one with Vogon poetry.
We could not have done that. Thank you.
All right. For those who didn't understand what I just said, don't worry about it. Thank you all. If it's evening time, enjoy the evening. If it's morning, enjoy the morning. And anything
thanks,
in between. Bye-bye.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
The meeting has been adjourned. The audio will now be disconnected. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.